And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants. We say good morning to Brian Derbyshire in Little Sutton. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
And of course, it was your son who was on, not only on last week, but winning with a very impressive score of 9 out of 13.
I know, I think the whole of the Northern Hemisphere knows about it.
So you were telling me before he's put it on Facebook.
Oh, I did, yeah. He was made up, Dave, he really was.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a pity there isn't a prize, but it, at least it's the satisfaction of knowing you can do it. Brilliant. Yeah. Right, so what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Well over a month ago now, I think.
Yes, not a lot.
Just not a
doing
lot.
The, finally getting to do the garden. It's only postage stamp size.
Right.
What's it, and it's my wedding anniversary today.
Oh, right, so congratulations on that. You better give your wife a mention.
Oh, and she's in the kitchen telling me not to say pass.
Exactly. If you don't know what the answer is, just say wedding
say
anniversary or yeah. And what will you be doing to celebrate it, apart from the fact you're on the radio, of course?
Well, we're going out for a meal later. There's a little pub by us in Thornton, and the food is absolutely brilliant.
Right, okay, so enjoy that, and I think, is your wife a big Neil Diamond fan, were you telling me?
Oh, she is, yeah.
Well, I can't promise, but I'll see if I can squeeze in a song for her before the end of the show.
Oh, cheers, Dave.
Right, so the usual routine, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but you don't know what the answer is. You can say pass, but it's not recommended.
Okay,
good luck, and here they come. What was the name of the group that Lionel Richie sang with before going solo?
Oh, the Commodores.
Which member of the Beatles had a son called Sean?
John Lennon.
Which city is the singer Sonia from?
Liverpool.
Which first name is shared by Estefan and Gaynor?
Gloria.
What was the name of Kid Creole's backing group?
The Coconuts.
Which part of the United Kingdom is Barbara Dixon from?
Scotland.
Which 70s band's first number one was 'Cause I Love You?
Slade.
Complete the title of this 10cc hit, Rubber.
Bullets.
Which singer was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Frank Sinatra.
Which Army recorded Our Friends Electric in 79?
Tubeway Army.
Who had a number one with A Good Heart in 1985?
Sharky.
Whose first hit in 1957 was Peggy Sue?
Buddy Holly.
Who had a hit in 1988 with the theme from S Express? And you can answer that one. 1988. You're going to go for S Express themselves. Well, I think that was a pretty impressive round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all, and you got all 13 right.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So you've even shown Adam up. So you're going to have to post your score on Facebook now as well, aren't you?
Maybe, but I'm embarrassed on you, Essex
Rally. Yes, well, you did very well on that one. I was particularly impressed with one or two of the answers you gave me. Kid Creole's backing group, bit of an obscure one from the 80s, that, so well done. And well done for the Essex Express one as well.
I was a hippie, Dave.
Weren't we all in the day? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a mod in the 60s, complete with Parker and Lambretta Scooter.
Oh, I love them. Paul Weller is one of my favourite, Quadrophenia.
Quadrophenia, yeah. Well, you know, I've never seen that. I should watch it as an ex-mod.
The music alone, you know.
And I loved riding that scooter in the 60s, and technically I'm still qualified to do it, but I don't think I'd dare get on a two-wheel vehicle these days.
Oh, the great things. We used to go on holiday to Italy, and there's thousands of them, you know,
right.
Brilliant.
Perhaps I should give it a try again, but thanks for taking part. Happy wedding anniversary again to you and Anne.
Thank you.
And enjoy your meal this afternoon. Okay.
Will do.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Dave.
Bye.
Bye.
That's going to be difficult to beat, isn't it? Get in touch now if you fancy having a go at that.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Bit of a problem this week. Because as Brian Derbyshire got such a good score in round one, nobody was prepared to take him on. Well, I say nobody. But Ange Fairweather has agreed to have a go, and she's on the phone now. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right, I'm good. I was cleaning away.
You were cleaning away and hopefully listening to the radio as well.
Yeah, if I have any earphones in.
Brilliant, brilliant. And as I say, Brian got 13 out of 13. If you'd have been on round one, how many of those would you have got right?
I think I'd have only got 12. I would have struggled with the Barbara Dixon. I don't know whether I'd have guessed, but
right.
I'm not certain I'd have got that.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for being honest. Right, okay. So we'll let you get back to your cleaning in a moment. But let's see if you can beat that score. Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. If you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass. But obviously bear in mind that Brian didn't pass on any at all. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Here they come. Which Alice sang Schools Out in 72?
Cooper.
Which country singer's autobiography is called Stand By Your Man?
Tammy Wynette.
Who was once backed by a group called The Revolution?
Revolution. Elvis Costello.
Who reached number one in 1972 with My Ding-a-ling?
Chuck Berry.
What do the letters RPM stand for on a vinyl record?
Revolutions per minute.
Which family had a hit with Love Me For A Reason in 74?
Osmond.
Which painter is Don McLean's hit Vincent about?
Van Gogh.
How many members of the Mamas and the Papas were there?
Four.
Whose first single was Your Song in 71?
Elton John.
Where did Murray Head spend one night?
Bangkok.
Which song has been recorded by Elvis Presley, the Sex Pistols, and also Frank Sinatra?
My Way.
Which beach were Martha and the Muffins on in 1980? And one final one, who was the lead singer with Herman's Hermits? And you can answer that one.
Lead singer? Herman.
You're going to go for Herman, which is logical, but not right, but a pretty good score. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Interesting. Exactly the same number of questions as Brian. And like Brian, you didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 11 questions right. So not quite doing it, but a pretty impressive score again.
It's revolutions, I can't think.
Yes, it's something and the revolution. And then he changed his name again to just a symbol.
Oh, Prince.
Prince, yeah. Of course, Prince and the Revolution. And it's understandable you didn't get the last one, because I'm guessing you wouldn't have been around in the early 1960s.
No, it's not Peter Noon or something
it
like that.
It is, yes, Peter Noon it is. Oh, you should have said that. Fantastic.
I don't know how that sprung into my head.
Well, there you go, and you probably won't ever forget it now. So thank you for stepping in at the last moment and being brave enough to take on Brian. We'll let you get back to your cleaning now, and we'll have you on the competition again very, very soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for that. Appreciate your help. Bye now.
See ya. Bye. Bye.